Good morning.
Welcome to South Congregational Church of the United Church of Christ. And this is a huge day in the life of this congregation and in the ministry of Joel Huntington. And I'm Quentin Shin. For those who don't know me, I once was the Pearson intern here. So we're going to do, there's some things a little bit different today. And one of the things that's different is I'm not going to read the announcements. They are actually in the bulletin, and you can read them yourselves. So let us begin with the call to worship. God of creation and of all new beginnings, we gather today grateful for all you have done and are doing in our midst.
Breathe your spirit into us and give us the voices to sing with joy.
God of resurrection and new life, we bring our hopes and dreams to you, seeking the renewal of our lives and world.
Breathe your spirit into us and give us the hearts that listen and respond.
God of sustenance and hope, we yearn to be instruments of your peace for the healing of our community and our planet. Please join me in the unison prayer of confession as printed in the bulletins. Holy God, on this celebration Sunday, we give thanks for your presence in our lives and for the ways you call us into ever-deepening communion with your world. We gather to rejoice in all the gifts you have given and to hear afresh the call to live in faithfulness, justice, and hope. Forgive us when we fall short, forget to give thanks, succumb to the fears of our times. Draw us out of ourselves into your larger realm of abundant life, so that we may share that life with all those we meet. Help us to make room for Jesus now and forevermore. Amen. God is here with us, speaking to us the word of peace. We are a forgiven people who have been set free to love and serve in Jesus Christ. Let us glorify God.
Please be seated. Well, welcome everybody to our service of worship on this first Sunday of November. I think it's the 20th Sunday after Pentecost, but it's also this celebration Sunday thing. So what basically happened is some
slipped that this was my 35th anniversary of ordination. And so
we just lost the mic.
Hello?
Yeah.
There. Boom. We'll see how long it lasts. So some sneaky people found out that this was my anniversary, and so they went about doing all these cool things. And then I found out all these other people were going to be in worship. So I want to be sure to welcome behind the pulpit is Reverend Dennis Bailey, who was the supervising pastor for me back in Jamaica Plain from 1978 to 1982 when I was learning the ropes of ministry, the skills of this life. And Dennis is now recently retired and so was more available. And here he is, and it's glad, and you're going to love Dennis. So thank you, Dennis, for coming. And then Art's going to help. Reverend Rick Floyd from Pastor Emeritus at First Church. Quentin Chin, it's just a joy. And Sister Catherine. And Cindy's going to say something, so I don't know what all they got in store, but it's just nice to have everybody. Thank you all for being here as well. And so our responsive reading this morning, interestingly enough, which is just the one for this Sunday, is the Psalm of Thanksgiving. Giving thanks that God draws us together into community, leads us out of hunger and thirst into abundant life. And I think that has something to do with what we're all trying to do here together today in this service and then in the reception at the Country Club of Pittsfield afterwards, which you're all invited to celebrate the Capital Fund Drive. So a lot of thanksgiving, a lot of joy. And let us share this psalm through verse 9 responsively. I'll do the odd-numbered verses, and you all do the even-numbered. And as sometimes happens in these psalms, you have to pay close attention because they change verses in odd places. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for God is good. for God's steadfast love endures forever.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, those God redeemed from trouble.
And gathered in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south.
Finding no way to an inhabited town.
Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them.
Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and God delivered them from their distress.
God led them by a straight way until they reached an inhabited town.
Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to humankind.
For God satisfies the thirsty and the hungry, God fills with good things. Amen.
Amen.
And now this is part of the service where these sneaky things happen. So I'm going to hand off to our moderator, Gene Roberts.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Celebration Sunday. And we are very blessed today to be celebrating two milestones. This morning in the service, we are celebrating Joel's 35th anniversary of his ordination, something to be celebrated. And thanks be to God. God brought him to us 28 years ago. So we celebrate just Joel this morning with a continued celebration in the parlor with cake and coffee. But after the coffee hour, we invite all in the congregation to join us at the Country Club for celebration number two, and that is the completion of our capital fund projects, Stretching for God's Future. We will have Dale Prindle and John Robertson there to help tell the story from start to finish. We'll have activities for the kids and adults, a lovely brunch to share, and celebration for the accomplishments and progress we have made to keep our building vibrant and bustling, doing God's work here in the church and in our community. So we're going to keep it short because there's a lot of people that want to talk. And I'm going to continue the celebration and invite Sister Catherine to come up and say a few words and Cindy Dickinson.
Thank you, Jean. Good morning.
Good morning.
What an honor and a joy to be among you all today. As we share with Reverend Joel this milestone celebrating 35 years in his ministry. He is one of God's special gifts to you as a congregation, to the broader civic and religious communities, and to my thoughts and moments of reflection and gratitude. Today, as we rejoice with Reverend Joel, we pause to reflect on what it is that articulates for us what it is to be a man of God. He is a mystical gift in our midst when we find someone who inspires us to believe that the Word of God is alive and all-consuming. Dag Hammarskjöld, one of the earlier Secretary Generals of the United Nations and a man of great faith, kept a diary. One night, at the end of a grueling day, he wrote in his diary his resolve: to love life and all humankind as God loves them, for the sake of their infinite possibilities. Reverend Joel could have written Hammarskjöld's journal entry: this is the gospel man, the true spiritual leader of his congregation, whom I have come to know through the ministry of St. Joseph's Kitchen at South Congregational Church. Reverend Joel's love of life, his love for God's people, is all-inclusive. He lives the gospel narratives. The woman at the well who thirsts for compassion. The healing touch of society's cast-offs. The listening and blessing for those in the depths of their grief. The hungry, the thirsty, the peripheral, and marginalized. Ironically, Reverend Joel's witness to the gospel makes each person feel cared for. Time and time again, I have witnessed a transformation, a peace that came to these marginalized souls. His love of life, his vision, his patience, his compassion demands of him the hope for infinite possibilities rather than the deadening word no. He is the servant leader, the gospel lived as a way of life. These are but a few examples of Reverend Joel's ministry. I have come to know Reverend Joel in the breaking of the bread, shared moments of the liturgical year, and so much more that invites all to be invited to celebrate the infinite possibilities of God's love. Some years ago, Father Pedro Arrupe, a Jesuit leader, wrote to those in his congregation. He could have written this prophetically to the young man, Joel Huntington. And Reverend Arrupe said, "Nothing is more practical than finding God. That is, than falling in love with in a quiet, absolute, final way. What you are in love with, what seizes your imagination, will affect everything. It will decide what will get you out of bed in the morning, what you do with your evenings, how you spend your weekends, what you read, what you know, what breaks your heart, and what amazes you with joy and gratitude. Fall in love, stay in love, and it will decide everything." This is a perfect summary of Reverend Joel Huntington, the man of God whom we honor today. Reverend Joel heard the word of God in his soul 35 years ago. In his own soul and in his own, he has loved life. He has loved us for the sake of our infinite possibilities. God called him to portray the gospel that others might believe. Blessings be yours, Reverend Joel. You call us to living the gospel, seeking the infinite possibilities in love in our own lives. Thank you for making a difference in my life, in our lives. May God's love for you bless you with infinite possibilities of joy and peace.
Years ago, my husband Will and I visited South Church for the first time. We had recently moved to Pittsfield and were looking for a church home. The service was a fairly ordinary one, except for one thing. Around the time of Joys and Concerns, a pleasant, energetic member of the congregation, who I now know to be John Anthony, went up to the lectern and announced that today was the 20th anniversary of the minister's ordination. John then hoisted a very elaborate framed certificate into the air and declared that in honor of the occasion, the church had registered a star in the official star registry in honor of the minister, who of course I now know to be Joel. Reminding the congregation of Joel's interest in astronomy, John remarked that such an honor seemed appropriate to mark this occasion. Joel said a few surprised and humble words of thanks, and the service went on. I was impressed that the congregation took a moment to celebrate what is largely a personal achievement, not a church-wide anniversary. But I was more intrigued by the choice to name a star after Joel. Again, more of a nod to a personal interest. At various times in the past 15 years, I have found myself reflecting on this recognition. None of us is here today because our minister is a star. In today's culture, stars are glamorous people in glitzy magazines or with big Twitter followings who've done something, not always admirable, to gain attention. Joel is certainly not one of those stars. He's much more like a real star, the kind he has so long admired. Just to make sure, I looked it up. A star, defined succinctly on a reliable website, is a luminous ball of gas, mostly hydrogen and helium, held together by its own gravity. And Joel, the reference to gas is not an intended dig at the substance of your sermons. A star holds itself together for millions of years, and in doing so, generates light that reaches far beyond its point in the sky. Somehow, day after day, week after week, Joel manages to keep himself in equilibrium, held together by his own gravity, through countless church services, meetings, pastoral visits, community gatherings, food pantry deliveries, St. Joe's meals, and coffee hours. His inner light shines generously and widely throughout our church, our community, and our wider world. For those of us in the pews each week, wouldn't it be enough to simply reflect that light? But Joel's not interested in being the star in the sky. Throughout his ministry, he models ways for us, too, to maintain, mobilize, and share our own light. Together, not in isolation, we make constellations that can guide change for our community and the world. The heavens are telling the glory of God, the psalmist writes. Joel, thank you for sharing your inner light, your equilibrium, and your constancy for 35 years. Sorry. Thank you for making us part of your galaxy. May our light continue to burn brightly together, even in the darkest sky.
And this isn't in your program, but this is another one of those sneaky things that we're doing today. I'm going to ask Pam Coopers to come up. And we are not designating a star in the sky for your 35th anniversary, Joel, but we do, from our hearts, have a gift to present to you, if you could come up.
Hold it way up.
Oh, way up. Okay. Do you want to explain? Okay. I guess I will. We had a project with our intern. Is Jim Day here? Somewhere? Okay. He's coming, I guess. And everyone brought in a piece of material that meant something to them in their lifetime or related to church. And Jim took all of these pieces of everything, materials. Some people had some war emblems and wedding gown pieces and just anything that really meant something to them. And Jim put together and made this beautiful altar cloth of all the pieces sewn together. Well, Miss Pam over here took the leftover parts of the parts and went home and was very, very busy at her sewing machine, and she made Joel a stole of the rest of the pieces of all of us here at South Church. So we present you with this stole from our hearts and anything else we had around the house to bring, to make it happen.
Wow. Oh, thank you.
Even though I made it, it is from all of us. So we hope you will love it and enjoy wearing it.
Well, Bob's going to get a picture of this.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Well, I'll get it here.
I invite us to just take this time to be in silent prayer, and then I'll do a pastoral prayer. And just as a note, we will, another one of those changes, we'll just kind of go right into the prayer rather than my asking or for all the concerns. So anyway, let us be in prayer. Most gracious and wonderful God, we gather here in this place to give thanks. First, to give thanks that we can be together, to celebrate, to sing songs, to pray together, to be the body of Christ that bears witness to the gospel, that indeed is the light of the gospel in this community, bringing hope in places where there is none, to light the darkest corners of this community, to remind this community that indeed it is love that will vanquish fear. And it is for this day that we celebrate the anniversary of Joel's ordination, who has faithfully led this congregation in ways that were probably unimaginable when he began this ministry decades ago. For there are many people in this community who struggle, and it is a testament to his leadership. It is a testament to the power of the Holy Spirit that enables this congregation to feed so many people in this community, to be absolutely central to the life of so many people, hundreds of people, thousands of people in this community. And for that, we give thanks. And we remember that it is indeed the capacity and the power of the church that allows this to happen. We know, O God, that there are many in this community who struggle with their health every single day. We particularly hold up Dot Walschenbach and pray for her recovery. But indeed, we also pray for all those who are in the hospital, who are sick and in need of your healing touch. We also pray, O God, for all those who are homebound, those in nursing homes. Let us not forget them. We hold especially in prayer John Anthony and Dorothy Kresge. We give thanks for all the people who work with them, to work with our homebound, the caregivers, and pray and give thanks for their valuable ministry. pray that they might find moments of rest from the awesome responsibilities of their dedication. We pray, O God, for a world torn by violence. Whether it is in the Middle East, in South Asia, whether it is even in our own communities here at home, we pray for moments of peace for all those who are affected by this violence. We pray for all the refugees who, as a result of violence, have had to flee home. And we indeed pray that the world leadership will stop their warring madness and listen. Listen to heartfelt pleas for peace. We pray for all those who don't have their daily bread. And we pray, O God. We pray, O God, for all the immigrants who so desperately need a place that they can call home. We ask for this, for all of this, O God, with a prayer that Jesus taught us to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.